You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. Also online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. The basketball courts at Sportsman's Park in Port St. Lucie have been closed since an argument which started there led to a fatal shooting in March. Those courts will reopen to the public on Friday, but there will be a few changes. Port St. Lucie's Communications Director Ed Cunningham joins us now.
We are glad to see the basketball courts reopening. We'll have them open on Friday.
And what did you, during the time they were closed, what's the process that you went through to come up with the process you're going to put in place?
While they were closed, we had a lot of city staff working together to try to evaluate the safety of the park system and to try to make sure that we've done everything we can to make sure all the parks, not only Sportsman's, but that all of them, all city parks, are as safe as can be.
But to address the specific problem at Sportsman's Park and the basketball courts, you're going to require that people have a card in order to use them in the future.
Right. We're going to require people to have a card to use the basketball courts. We found that a lot of people who were not even Port St. Lucie residents were coming in and using the basketball courts. They'd come in, they'd play, they'd leave. Nobody would know who they were. And we think that might have helped give a little extra feeling of if you want to get a little rough, a little violent out here, then you could maybe get away with it. And that's the wrong signal to send. So we are now requiring ID. We'll still allow people from other cities to come and play. They just have to produce some ID and get a court pass to play.
How can people go ahead and get their court pass?
If somebody wants to get a court pass now, they can come by any of our parks buildings, which include the Minsky Gym, the Community Center on Erosa Boulevard, and also the Civic Center out on US 1. You come in, ask for a pass, you can get one there. But if you want to get one out at the courts, for the first week when they open, we're going to have staff out there until June 8th to go ahead and issue the passes right there in person there.
Now, will the courts only be open then from 3:30 till 9?
No, the courts will be open all day as usual.
Okay.
So if somebody wants to come out in the morning or early in the afternoon and play, they can do it. They won't need a pass then because there won't be any staff there to look at the passes. So that will only begin at 3:30 in the afternoon. And we picked that time because that's when school's out. There's more activity. More people are coming out at that time. So that was a better use of the resources to focus it on the times when the parks were being used most heavily.
All right. And you mentioned there were some safeguards being put in place at all the parks for several reasons. What are some of those?
Well, we have some more police officers now assigned to the parks. We have three who are particularly going to focus on parks. They'll go around the city and patrol each of these places, look in on them, spot check them, make sure trouble isn't beginning to brew, look for something that might be a sign of some sort of incident that may arise later. So with three officers focused on that, plus the regular routine patrol officers doing their routine patrol, we think that will help a lot. And the idea of having an attendant at the basketball courts will also help discourage behavior that could get out of hand.
I'm assuming there will be some rules at the court, too, posted rules such as no fighting, no cursing, things like that.
Right. We've had those rules in place before, but it's by having somebody there now, the attendant, for example, at the basketball court, that person can step in and say, hey, it's getting a little loud. You're getting your language getting a little offensive. There are children nearby. Let's tone it down. And most well-intended people would just cooperate with that. They might have just had an outburst and it would pass. But if somebody's got an attitude and they want to persist in it, then we know we have a problem. That attendant can go ahead and ask that person to leave, can call for the parks officers to come by. We could begin to take some sort of a preemptive step to keep that person from getting out of hand.
So if you've been missing your basketball at Sportsman's Park, the courts will be open again on Friday. You'll need to get a court pass if you like playing during the late afternoon and evening hours. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.